talking head and all this falling in love. And of course there is real love, and of course that is what we want to get and give, right? Live in love. Then there is what we often call love, but which is more of a need. I need you so bad. And you know, sometimes when you fall in love, I mean, let's be honest about it. Let's look at our own lives. I'm looking at mine. When you are there and you are in love with someone, well, you may see it when someone is coming in there toward, like that towards you, that you don't fall for, so to speak. But sometimes, and it's so hard to see in yourself how you may do the same thing. But that's why I'm here talking about someone doing it, because I've done it myself. Comes there and you can see that he or she has needs, or expectations, desires. Oh, I want this, you know, I want a family and kids and this and all that, house and car and whatever it is. But you know, we very often have these underlying, if nothing else, expectations and desires that, you know, when there is a relationship, a marriage especially, then wham, they start to come up and become the reality we need to work with and deal with here. So, I mean, you better be aware of that when you enter a relationship. So, you know, we have this, there's nothing wrong with that, of course. And that is at least partly, the reason we get into these romantic relationships in the first place. And I know it sounds cynical, but we get something out of it, right? A beautiful girl or handsome boy, you know, man, woman. Oh, who can give me that and that and that? And of course, I will also give. But if we don't get any more, what we expected to get or need to get, then will we continue just giving? And then there's the test of the love and that relationship. Is it love or lust? Because when I say lust, it sounds heavy, but you know, needs, I want. And if I don't get, I'm sorry, I don't love you anymore, I will go to someone else, and maybe can give me what I need. So And I think that's why the wise ones often seem to more recommend or prefer, at least, to stay out of that whole show. Or they have gone through it, and now they say, thank you very much. I learned a lot from this, and yes, it was quite an adventure, and worth it. But now, time to move on. Or they just prefer to stay a little outside of it. In general, especially those who are more Brahminical, I think, meaning those who are, have learned about Brahma and the eternity, you know, and how these lives, these bodies, birth, aging and dwindling and dying, and all that getting and losing and working and striving and struggling, you know, what's going on out there in the society. I mean, when I was a teenager, we looked at it that way because, you know, that was just after we grew up in the 60s. That age where we questioned. And yes, there was this all you need is love there, central in this questioning. And it's still there. But, and it's maturing, I would say. It's like some golden shining beautiful flower there, some lotus growing there in the middle of a otherwise rather stormy and wild world. And I think, I mean, this that I see on the streets, the Hare Krishnas with their Sankirtan, as they call it, going out on the streets, singing the name of God. And they even say, you know, you sing your name of God, we sing our name of God, but we need to sing out to God now. That's much better to do that than dance on the street together in peace. Yeah, by the way, just little idea, could make a little short animation showing that, you know, the two demonstration parties in the middle of the city and just about to start fighting, and then these Hare Krishnas come walking straight in between them, stopping and dancing there, not noticing what they were about to start doing. And then they end up dancing, all of them. Maybe. That's very good, actually. Okay.